Alright, let's get into it. In this lesson, we're building a kick that can slam in a modern drum and bass mix, but still keep that grimy, soulful old-school jungle character. So we're not just talking about throwing distortion on a kick and calling it a day. We're going for something more intentional. Weight, punch, harmonic thickness, and vibe. Indeed, NB, the kick has a tough job. It has to cut through fast breaks, stay out of the way of the sub, feel raw enough for jungle, and still translate on modern systems. That means we need control. We want the kick to feel alive, not just loud. The core idea here is simple. We split the kick into three jobs. First is transient and click, which gives definition. Second is body and weight, which gives the chest hit. Third is saturated low-mid character, which gives it that vintage soul and grit. Once you think like that, the whole process becomes way easier to control. We're going to build this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, and I'll also show you how to think about it in a transition or riser style context, so this kick can help build tension before a drop, not just sit there in the groove. Start with a good source sample. This matters more than people want to admit. If the kick already has the right balance of body and attack, your processing will respond musically. If the sample is weak or badly shaped, the chain just makes the problems louder. So ideally you want a kick with a solid fundamental somewhere around 50 to 65 Hz, a little bit of attack around 2 to 5 kHz, and not too much tail unless you want a more chopped, breakbeat style feel. Drag that kick into simpler. Set it to one shot, and keep the voices at one. If you need to adjust the start point, turn snap on. Then tune the kick so it sits properly in the key of the tune, or at least doesn't clash with the sub. A quick way to do that is to throw spectrum after the kick and find the main fundamental, then transpose the sample slightly up or down until it feels locked in. Now we're going to split this into layers inside a drum rack. Duplicate the kick so you have separate chains for the clean body, the distorted punch, and optionally a click layer. Think of it like this. One layer holds the core weight, one layer brings attitude, and one layer helps the kick speak through dense breaks and busy bass harmonics. For the clean body chain, keep it controlled and centered. Put EQ8 first, then saturator, then utility. Use EQ8 to clean up any mud, but don't go crazy. If the kick is boxy, you can dip around 400 to 600 Hz. If it's a little too muddy, a small cut around 180 to 300 Hz can help. Just don't strip away the body. We still want that chest hit. Then use saturator with soft clip-on, and add a little drive, maybe plus 2 to 5 dB. You're not trying to wreck the kick here. You're just warming it up, thickening it, making it feel denser. Trim the output so you don't just end up louder instead of better. That clean body layer should feel solid and grounded. Now for the fun part, the distorted punch chain. This is where the character really comes alive. On this chain, put EQ8 first, then roar or overdrive, then drum bus, then utility. Before you distort anything, shape the signal a little. If the kick is too subby going into the distortion, it can get flubby. If the click is too sharp, it can get ugly in the wrong way. So you're pre-shaping for tone. If you use roar, try mid or soft mode depending on how aggressive you want it. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%, and lean the tone slightly darker if you want that jungle warmth. Mix can sit around 30 to 60% if you want more parallel style control. If you use overdrive instead, keep the frequency somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz and don't overdo the drive. Again, the goal is grit with shape, not fuzz for its own sake. Drum bus is absolutely deadly for the style. It gives you punch, clipped energy, and that roughened drum machine feel that works so well in old-school DNB. Use a bit of drive, keep crunch fairly low to moderate, set boom carefully around the kick's fundamental, and push transient if you want the attack to snap harder. This layer should feel rude, a little smashed, but still musical. If your kick is disappearing against chopped breaks, add a click layer. Keep this tiny. It could be a short transient from another kick, a click sample, or even a little piece of vinyl noise. High pass it hard, usually somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz, then use only light saturation so it stays audible without becoming annoying. This layer is just there to help the kick cut through the mix on smaller speakers and in dense sections. Once your layers are set, glue them together on the bus. Put glue compressor first, then saturator, then EQ8, and optionally a limiter if you need it. With glue compressor, keep the attack fairly slow, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the punch can still get through. Use a moderate release, and aim for only a couple dB of gain reduction to start. You want glue, not squash. Then add a touch of saturator on the boss for a little extra density, and use HQ8 for any final cleanup if the layered kick has gotten muddy. Now let's talk low-end discipline, because in jungle and DNB this is everything. The kick has to coexist with the sub, the res, and the low mids from the breaks. So if the kick is getting buried, do not just crank the volume. That usually makes the whole mix worse. Instead, sidechain the bass to the kick. Use a compressor on the bass with the kick as the sidechain source, then start with a fast attack, a release that fits the groove, and a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Just enough ducking to make space. Also remember, weight is not the same thing as boom. Weight is controlled. Boom is uncontrolled resonance. If the kick starts sounding like a tom or a cardboard box, that's a sign the low end is ringing too much. Trim the tail, reduce the resonance, and shape it before adding more drive. One really important advanced move here is to control the envelope before distortion. If the kick tail is too long, the distortion will exaggerate it and make the low end feel lazy. Shorten the decay first, or trim the sample, then distort. You'll get more perceived punch with less mud. That's one of those little things that makes a huge difference in a real session. Another great trick is parallel distortion instead of fully committing to an insert. That keeps the clean impact alive while letting you blend in an ugly part underneath. Especially in old school DNB, that clean hit matters. The groove stays breathable, but the kick still has grime. If you want more vintage soul, remember that it's not just about distortion. It's about tone and movement. A tiny pitch drop at the start of the kick can add a lot of punch and character. Keep it subtle, though. We're not trying to turn it into a sound effect. We just want a little downward bite, like a sample drum hitting hard off tape. You can also soften the transient slightly if the kick feels too modern and clicky. Sometimes people confuse sharpness with quality, but in jungle that can actually make the kick feel thin. If the break is already full of high-frequency energy, a slightly rounder kick often sits better and feels more soulful. Because this lesson sits in the risers area, here's where it gets extra useful for arrangement. You can use this kick weight distort method as a pre-drop tension tool. Over one or two bars, before the drop, automate distortion up a little on each kick. Raise the bus gain slightly, open or close a filter depending on the direction of the build, and maybe narrow the stereo image so the impact feels like it's locking into the center before the drop lands. If you want a darker build, add short, dark hybrid reverb send and automate the wet amount slightly upward before the last hit. Then hard cut the reverb on the drop. That contrast can feel massive. It's way more interesting than just a generic noise riser, because the kick itself becomes the tension source. Always check the kick in context. Solo listening can trick you. A kick that sounds massive alone can disappear inside a busy break and res. So audition it with the full drum and bass arrangement. Listen for whether the transient still reads, whether the low end stays tight, and whether the distortion is adding attitude instead of just fuzz. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't over-distort the low end. That makes the sub unstable. Distort the punch layer more than the clean body. Second, don't just boost the kick louder and assume that fixes it. Shape the tone first. Third, don't make the kick too clicky unless that's really the vibe. Too much click can kill the old-school feeling. Fourth, watch the phase if you're layering. Layered kicks can cancel low end if the starts aren't aligned. And fifth, don't let the kick fight the sub. Duck the bass or carve the frequencies so each element has a place. For heavier, darker DNB result, try saturating before compressing. Saturator into glue compressor can make the kick feel thicker and more unified. Drum bus is also fantastic here, because it gives you that rough, warehouse, junglist energy without needing a huge amount of processing. If you want to push this further, try making three different kick personas from the same sample. One version can be a clean bruiser, with tight body, minimal distortion, and a strong transient. Another can be the dusty junglist version, with more saturation, a softer top, and maybe a tiny pitch movement. And a third can be a transition weapon, with more clipping, more mid-range bite, and a little ambience for pre-drop tension. Build those three versions, compare them against a break and a res, and listen to which one cuts best, which one feels most emotional, and which one creates the strongest sense of motion. So to recap, choose a good sample, tune it, split it into body, punch, and click. Keep the clean layer controlled. Distort the punch layer with intention. Glue the layers together. Protect the sub, and use automation when you want the kick to help drive tension. That's how you get modern punch with vintage soul. If you do this right, the kick won't just hit. It'll feel like it belongs in a dirty jungle roller, but it'll still slam on a modern system. That's the sweet spot. That's the vibe.